When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
Hey there. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson, and today we're going to talk about Instagram. In particular, specifically, I'm going to share with you one of my absolute favorite ways to use Instagram because it works for entrepreneurs. It doesn't require that you live your life on Instagram. It's very easy to outsource. And most importantly, it's going to help you target your very specific lifer, the exact person who you're looking for. Now, what you're about to listen to is a live broadcast that I did on Periscope. If you'd like to be a part of these live broadcasts where you can actually ask your questions, be sure to follow me on Periscope. I am at Shalene Johnson. Surprise, surprise. Now, what you'll be hearing is just the direct content. I've edited out all of the questions, the interaction, but when you do jump on Periscope, that's kind of the beauty of it, is you get to ask your questions and be a part of that live experience. And for those of you who were there and now are listening to me on Build Your Tribe, thank you so much. I love you guys. You are thebomb.com. Now off to the show.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hi, everyone. My name is Shalene Johnson. I will be your host on Build Your Tribe. We are recording this live. Yes, live on Periscope. So if you haven't already figured out, Periscope is dope. I need a t-shirt that says Periscope is dope. And what we're talking about tonight is Instagram, but specifically why you as an entrepreneur want to have a niche or feature account on Instagram, because it's going to save you time, money. I'm going to set up a booster chair so you can see me all the way up at the top. And it's a great way to build your audience without having to be a slave to social media. Now, one of the reasons why I love Pinterest is because you don't have to live on Pinterest. Like, when you see comments back and forth on Facebook, that's me. And that takes time. And it's very intimate, which is cool. But people use Pinterest for a different reason. On Pinterest and on Instagram, we're looking for quick inspiration. We're looking for visual content. Yes, in some instances, we're looking to interact with a brand. But unless you're already like Kim Kardashian or somebody who's got a huge following like Gary Vee or some fashion icon, most people are on Instagram aren't looking for you. And it's very difficult for people to create the type of content that's so interesting people come back and check on your page. Like, obvi, your mom does, your dad does, and some of your friends to figure out like what you're doing and what you're wearing and what you're eating for dinner. But for the most part, we're all very busy. And so all social media needs to provide tremendous content in order for people to check back. And what many people like yourself have probably noticed is I'm multifaceted. Like, I'm into fashion and I'm into food and I'm into family and faith and fitness and business and inspiration and motivation. However, if I have an account that offers all of those things, when I post something about fashion, I'm going to lose all the people who are following me and could care less about fashion. They're like, I don't know who this is, and I'm really not interested in your shoes. Where that's a little different on Facebook. On Facebook, we kind of follow each other because we're interested in the person. But on Pinterest, as on Instagram, most people want something fast. It's got to visually deliver something that makes my time worth looking at it. So I either need to get great content in the form of an idea, inspiration, motivation, teach me something, tell me something. And beyond that, we're just not that interested in life casting on Instagram, which is why I strongly encourage you to create what I call niche or feature accounts on Instagram. So what is a niche or feature account? Well, I'm going to give you several examples. Now, myself personally, you might or may not know this, but I had close to 400,000 followers on my personal account on Instagram, and I was hacked. Yeah. First, I was hacked on Twitter, and then all in the same within a couple of hours, and then I was hacked on Instagram. Well, Instagram does not yet have two-factor authentication. We hope they're working on it. But when this happened, I got my Twitter account back pretty quickly, but my Instagram account was hacked, and then someone sold it, and then sold it again, and then sold it to somebody who was promoting porn, and then somebody else took it over, and they were posting, and all under my name, all my followers were seeing this, and they were posting animal cruelty, pornography, personal threats on me, personal threats via my inbox from them. And it could have been pretty devastating, but what I had in my favor were feature accounts. So even though they have my main account, they didn't have my other six accounts. So the first thing I want to share with you is why it's so important for you to have more than one account. Number one is because if one goes away, you still have all those other ways to reach people, and each one of them can reach a very specific demographic. So I'm going to share with you the different types of feature accounts I have, and how I use them to help all the different facets of my business. Now, maybe you just have one product or service. I have quite a few products. I have a program called the Marketing Impact Academy. That is a program that serves entrepreneurs. Most of those people don't even know I do fitness videos, and they could care less about my workouts, but they want to know how to build their email list. So I have an Instagram account specifically to help entrepreneurs build their social media. That has nothing to do with fitness. It's all about business building. But I also do sell fitness products. So I use my personal account a little bit for that. And then I also have a feature account where I'm featuring other fitness professionals, which makes them happy because they've been highlighted and they're getting this attention. And then they're following because they're like, whoa, I just got featured by this account. And they're telling their friends to follow, and they're trying to get more follows. So they're checking back regularly. And it's a great way to build community and rapport with the people who you're trying to reach, right? Like the other day, I was watching a Periscope with Kim Garst, who happens to be one of my favorite Periscopers. Hi, Kim, if you're watching, I love her. She has a course on Periscope. And the other day, she tweeted out that she was going to be doing a Periscope to offer a tip she had just learned from Coach Glitter, who happens to also be a business coach and an image and branding expert. And I thought, oh, that's so perfect, because obviously that's a compliment to Coach Glitter, right? So when you feature someone on your feature account, it's a compliment to them. Now, the biggest obstacle for most people in creating a feature account, and I'm going to show you what they look like here, if you'll bear with me for just a moment. So a feature account is basically, it's another Instagram account, and you can have as many Instagram accounts as you'd like. All you need is an individual email address for each feature account. Now, how do you post to that? You do have to post from an iPad or an iPhone. So I know what you're thinking. Well, isn't that a pain to switch back and forth? It takes 2 seconds. 2 seconds. It's no big deal. But I can understand how some people would be annoyed and don't want to do that. But again, it takes 2 seconds. So listen, if you want to build your business, you got to do those kinds of things, number one. And number two, some shortcuts that I would suggest use: buy an old iPad or iPhone off of eBay for like literally 50, 75 bucks sometimes, and just devote that old phone or that old iPad to your other Instagram accounts. Brilliant, right? You can also outsource a lot of your feature accounts to those who are willing to operate them for you, either on your staff or a virtual assistant or even an in-person assistant. Hey, a lot of you know teenagers who would love to work for minimum wage on their phones. Yeah, they would dig on this. You just say, hey, I need you to post twice a day, 15 bucks. They've got to do two posts, one in the morning, one in the evening. Done. Your time's worth more than that, you guys. And think of all the people that you can reach. So let me show you a couple of my feature accounts so you get an idea of what we're talking about here. You can't even imagine how rigged this is right now. Maybe I just pull it in front of me. Yeah, let's try that. Okay. So at the moment, I have over 600,000 followers. You can tell I have a ring light going for the beauty, right? There we go. So I have 600,000 followers. And here's, this was my account before I got hacked. It's back up there now. Here's another account that I run. Which one's that one? That one's called Instagram Impact. And those are all just Instagram tips that I post daily. Okay, and then I have another account. This one is called Home Workouts for You. And that's where I feature people who are doing home workouts. And then this account is my fashion account. That one's like, I think it's over 75,000 now. And then I have Push Me Daily. That's just all motivation and positivity. and then I got hacked. But it was no big deal. That's the person that pretended to hack me. Then they first started posting like pictures of like somebody smoking crack and it was a blonde. So people were like, well, you know, maybe she's into different things now. Nonetheless, it was, you know why it was no big deal? I mean, it was a big deal. I'm not going to downplay it. It was a big deal, but it didn't end my business the same way it would have if I lost my Facebook page. If I'd lost my Facebook page, I don't even know what would have happened. I run all of my ads for free webinars there. I think I have close to 800,000 on Facebook. And I have friends who have lost their ability to post on Facebook and it devastates their business. They lose their business. So let's talk about why you want to have a feature account. So number one, we want to have feature accounts because it allows us to really specialize the type of content that we're going to post. Number two, you want to have a feature or niche account because you, as interesting as you are, as interesting as we all think we are, we're just not that interesting. And if you're coming to me for exercise tips, how great is it that they don't have to be mine every day? I can feature other people who are giving you great content, right? So we're going to get back to who to feature number later. But that was the number two reason is then you don't have to come up with all the great content. I mean, we think we're pretty interesting, but we're not. Like, it's much more interesting to feature great stuff from a lot of other people. And the next reason why you want to have multiple feature accounts is because that's all traffic that you can drive to your website. Because in the bio of each one of those Instagram accounts, you can link that directly to your website. And you can say, for my free clean eating program, for my top tips on how to boost your Instagram program, go to getigimpact.com for my free tips on how to knit a blanket, like whatever it is, you can tell people and then you can put that exact same description in every single post you do on your feature account. Now that doesn't always work on a personal account. Like if on every single personal account, I was telling you how to get my free report, after a while you'd stop reading, which a lot of people do anyways, right? But on a feature account, people are just trying to figure out how to get featured. They're like, I want to be featured on this page. I want people to take notice because it's going to bring attention to my business. People get really excited and are very, very grateful when we feature them on homeworkouts_for you, because then they're being seen by over 100,000 followers who are interested specifically in fitness. So it helps their business. People enjoy getting featured. And if you'll follow that account on Instagram, you'll see that I specifically tell people how to get featured. Now, the next thing you have to know about feature accounts is that you don't have to constantly be interacting because no one's thinking it's an individual person. You know this. You follow accounts where it's like, it's cute kids or it's fashion or it's, trying to think of some other ideas. Gosh, I've seen so many cool things like Bible quotes or motivational quotes or memes or whatever. You don't necessarily think you're speaking to an individual. You might tag other people who would be interested in that page, but you're not expecting a relationship. So that's less pressure on you as the entrepreneur. Nonetheless, on those feature accounts, when you do have something you want to promote, when you do have something you want to sell, when you do have something you want to make available to people, you can take over all of those Instagram accounts and direct all of the feeds to one thing. So for example, when we are promoting, we open up the launch of Marketing Impact Academy. We just open that up once a year during my launch. And when we do that, I post it to Push Me Daily. I post it to my own personal account. I post it to Instagram Impact. I post it to Shalene's Fashion. I post it, or Shalene's Style, I think we call it now. I post it to Home Workouts for You. And do we lose followers? Yeah. So? Because we get people who are like, dude, I've been waiting for Marketing Impact to open up. It's not a popularity contest. I'm trying to help people build their business. So if people are not interested in that, that's fine. That's cool. I'm not trying to help everybody. I'm trying to help people who are very serious about building their business and doing so in a way that doesn't consume all of their time and energy. Now, I also use a virtual assistant to oversee quite a few of these accounts. My own personal account, I do myself. And Shalene's Style, I do myself, but the other ones are all managed by virtual assistants. Now, I want to give you a quick tip on how to do that. Number one, that you have to have a relationship with someone who you trust having your account. So you want to build that trust. You know, and I've never had a problem in this area because you've got to interview your virtual staff in exactly the same way you would interview a person live and in person. You look them in the eyes. You ask them about their beliefs. You ask them, you know, what kind of things are their pet peeves. You ask them about their you get to know them. You get a sense of like, would I want to work with this person every day in real life? Do I like them? Am I rooting for them? Is this a good person? Snoop on them, spy on them, look them up in social media, talk to their last references, and then hire somebody virtually. They are not robots. They are not machines. They are not programs. They are not bots. They are real people. And when you care about them, they care for you and they care for your business. And I love our staff, our virtual staff. I love them so much. They are so kind and they're so caring. And I'll tell that March is one of our virtual assistants in the Philippines. And I prayed for him last night because I knew this weekend today he had a marathon. And so I'm hoping that he's healthy and happy. And he is one of the people who runs our Instagram accounts. So how much would you pay for somebody to do that? It just depends on what country and their level of experience. In the Philippines, I have several assistants who work in the Philippines. Just been really, really lucky. Good people work there. And wages are anywhere between $3 to $6 an hour. You can also find people who are willing to do a project based on Elance.com. I think they might have changed names recently. I can't remember. And of course, you can have your kids do this. I mean, it's just posting a picture and then copying and pasting a comment. You know, just people want content that they regularly can go back to, look at and go, that gave me something. Why not start a feature account on how to get your house organized, like just organizational tips? Hey, if you want some ideas on the types of Instagram accounts to create, you ready for this? Go to Pinterest. Instagram has really become Pinterest in so many ways, and people are missing that. And they're posting really boring things and wondering why they're not getting likes and comments and interaction and new followers, because we're not that interesting. Now, there's a lot of changes that have happened at Instagram. I do a free webinar several times per week that talk about the explore page, how to figure out what's better to use, video or photo. And let me just tell you, it's not as obvious as you might think. I talked to you on that webinar about what time of day is best to post, what types of things you want to post, what types of videos you do want to post, how I create those blocks and how I create call to actions in all of my videos, all the software that I use. I go over all of that on my free webinar. You can check that out by going to getigimpact.com. And I do that a couple times a week. So I'd love to have you join me on one of those. Now, as promised, this broadcast was specifically about how and why you want to create a feature account on Instagram, why it's ideal for those of you who are building a business online, who don't want to live in social media, who don't want to have to spend all of your time posting and coming up with your own content and trying to be creative and interesting, etc., and how to build relationships by featuring other people who are flattered by the fact that you would feature them. That's what we've covered in this Periscope. Now, intentionally, I didn't take any comments. I didn't read any of your questions because I wanted to give you the content. I did this because when I watch a Periscope and it takes someone like 20 or 30 minutes to get to the tip because they're so distracted by all the comments, I've been frustrated. So I wanted to do this as a test as well to see if you like it. So if you did like this format, if you did like me just getting to the content, and you want me to do this more often, I need to see your heart so I know that it worked. That's really what I use to evaluate like what connected and what doesn't connect. Like when I did a Periscope with my husband the other night, we got so many hearts. I'm like, okay, dude, people like having you on here. So we have to do it again. So if you enjoyed having this format where I didn't answer any questions and you know that I'm about to end this broadcast and then I'm going to come back and all I'm going to do is answer questions. There won't be content. I will just be answering your questions, okay? So I would love to know what you think about this. It's how I want to watch a Periscope. So I thought, well, why not? I don't know if anyone else is doing this. You'll have to let me know when I come back on the Q&A if anyone else on Periscope is doing this yet and what you think about it. You know, it might not be everybody's cup of tea, But I try to do things the way I would like it done, because then I know I'm going to attract people who are like me, you know, and I'm going to repel people who are like, I don't like that. I want her to say my name and say that I'm from Indiana. You know, like, I think this is going to help me attract the kind of people who are like kind of more like me, like, get to the point. Let's go. Give me the facts. I ain't got time. Come on. Enough already. So if you agree, send me up some hearts. And if you're watching this on the rebroadcast, that's really important too. I look at the hearts that come in on the rebroadcast and on the original and kind of try to figure out like, all right, what do people prefer? Like, I did a broadcast this morning, explained the difference between Tabata and HIIT. And it was like, it was like so popular. I mean, but the Periscope I did with my husband the other day, we had a lot of hearts. So I'm assuming that was more popular content. All right. So I'm going to end this broadcast. I'll be right back. And I will answer your questions. Is that cool? Good with you? All right. Sweet. Yeah. All right. Look at this. This episode of Build Your Tribe is sponsored by Instagram Impact. It's the course that I've created to teach entrepreneurs the ins and outs of how to build their business on Instagram and not kill yourself in the process. To learn more about Instagram Impact, please go to getigimpact.com. And as always, thank you so much for leaving reviews for Build Your Tribe. If you would like to be entered into our monthly drawing, when you leave your review, please use the hashtag IWantMIA. As always, my goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We are done.
Music Fest returns to the Walla Walla Fairgrounds May 31st through June 1st, featuring an incredible music lineup with Ben and Noel Haggard, Shane Prophet, Vegas McGraw, Colorblind, and Todd Hoffman.
And don't miss the Crash Fest Demo Derby and the Rat Rod, Hot Rod, and Motorcycle Show. Grab your friends and family some blankets and relax on the lawn. Games, camping, food trucks, beer, and wine. Tickets are on sale now at WallaWallaFest.com.
Veterans are free with military ID. It's all at the Walla Walla Music and Crash Fest May 31st through June 1st at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds.